Hello, I'm Claire McCormack. Here's a look at your evening news for Monday, April 22nd. There are two power outages affecting the Owen Sound area. City police say a power outage is affecting the downtown. It stretches from the intersection of 9th and 10th Streets East, which is by the Tim Hortons and Travelodge, all the way to 3rd Avenue West. Hydro One says about 8,000 customers are affected by an outage stretching from Owen Sound to Copper Kettle and through Springmount. A cause of the outage hasn't been determined. There is an estimated restoration time of 6 this evening. A car and a horse-drawn buggy collided near Greybruce Line yesterday morning, but thankfully no one was hurt. Greybruce OPP, Chatsworth firefighters, and Grey County paramedics responded to the incident at Grey Road 3 and Side Road 6 around 9:15 yesterday morning. OPP say there were 11 people in the buggy. No injuries were reported. Police say a 39-year-old from South Bruce was ticketed for careless driving. The OPP are also sharing a public safety reminder about horse-drawn buggies in the wake of the incident. They say drivers must be prepared to encounter this type of vehicle and to ensure that they leave plenty of room when passing a horse-drawn buggy, because passing too closely could startle the horse. Northern Bruce Peninsula will wait before deciding if it supports a proposed cell tower. The tower's proposed site is on Lindsay Road 40. Council made the deferral, as not all members of council were present today at the meeting to share their thoughts. Deputy Mayor Rod Anderson.
I'd be a lot more comfortable if we had everybody here with their individual opinions and votes and go from there. And then it's a true indication of what we think.
While the final decision to install the tower is not up to the municipality, council can still say if it's on board with the project. It would improve service around Dyers Bay. Grey Highlands is holding off extending seasonal access to porta-potties at 13 parks, boat launches, and community areas. By extending the duration to year-round, it would cost an additional $9,000 a year. While Councillor Dan Wickens expressed he was in favour of extending the porta-potty season, Mayor Paul McQueen voiced his opposition.
We had a tough budget. You know, we're coming in at a very high budget this year. We're going to have a tough budget again next year, and we're going to have to make some choices if you're going to try to keep the budget down.
Grey Highlands recently adopted its 2024 budget, which came with a 7.62% tax increase. Taking a look at business news, the Toronto Stock Exchange is up 64 points to 21,871. The Dow Jones is up 253 points. Our dollar is trading at 73 U.S. cents, up 28 one-hundredths of a cent, and the price of oil is $82.85, down 29 cents a barrel. In sports, it's Game 2 tonight between the Toronto Maple Leafs and the Boston Bruins. The status of William Nylander remains uncertain after he was out of the lineup in Game 1. Leafs head coach Sheldon Keefe.
No updates on Willie.
The Leafs and Bruins go at 7 o'clock tonight. Toronto needs a win to avoid returning home down 2-0 in the series. Elsewhere in NHL playoffs tonight, it's Game 2 in the New York Islanders-Carolina Hurricanes matchup. Carolina holds a 1-0 series lead. And series openers in the Western Conference between Vegas and Dallas and Edmonton and the LA Kings also go tonight. Some local junior hockey news. The Walkerton Capitals have named DJ Selkirk as their new general manager. And in Major League Baseball, the Blue Jays send Yusei Kikuchi to the mound tonight in the opener of a 4-game series at Kauffman Stadium against the Kansas City Royals. You can find more sports posted on the RE/MAX Greybruce Realty sports page at bayshorebroadcasting.ca. RE/MAX, your unfair advantage, because we've done this over 2 million times. Checking the forecast. A clear sky tonight, 50-kilometer wind gusts, the temperature dipping to around 7 degrees. Showers tomorrow and a risk of a thunderstorm in the afternoon, 50-kilometer wind gusts, a high of 12. Tomorrow night, we could even get flurries or ice pellets overnight. The temperature dipping to -5 Tuesday night. I'm Claire McCormack. Now you are up to date.